The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. This is not a load on. This is a lounge podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points. And today on the show, I'm going to talk about and try to keep my cool while doing so. I'm going to try to talk about this Lakers loss in Minnesota. They are now down 2-1 to a team that has frankly looked better for most of the series. And it's starting to kind of creep up on, or reality is kind of starting to creep up on us, that Rui Hachimura, Dorian Finney-Smith, Gabe Vincent, Jared Vanderbilt, Jackson Hayes, Jordan Goodwin, like all of these guys who got rotation minutes tonight. Goodwin, I kind of give a bit of a pass to, because he was a two-way player earlier in the year. But every other professional basketball player that the Lakers employed outside of LeBron, Luka, and Austin, frankly need to be fucking embarrassed. Like, that game was just, it was right there. And I think JJ also carries some of the burden on that loss as well. Luka was sick, and the Lakers, for some reason in the beginning of the game, said they were going with the Luka offense while he clearly couldn't even break a sweat. Like, he was either so dehydrated or so weak physically that he couldn't break a sweat in this game. So we're going to talk about this loss. We're going to talk about what it means. And you know what? Fuck it. I'll try to start with the bright side view of this one, just so that you guys know that I am capable of removing myself from the frustrations of a playoff loss. I'm going to start with the optimistic view of this, which I just kind of agree with. let's go through the numbers here. The Lakers turned the ball over 16 times in this game. I think that led to 28 points for Minnesota. Minnesota turned the ball over 8 times. They just don't care about the Lakers defense, or didn't care about the Lakers defense in this one. The Lakers gave up 9 offensive rebounds in this one. That is less than the 7 offensive rebounds they grabbed. The Lakers at various points in this one, Jordan Goodwin missed a wide open layup. LeBron missed a wide open layup. They shot 13 of 20 from the free throw line in this one. You're talking about just forking over at least what, 10, 12 points at least, you know, when you count the amounts of points that Minnesota kind of gave back to the Lakers at various points, you cannot spot a legitimate playoff contender. And I think Minnesota is a legitimate playoff contender. You can't spot them double digits and expect to win. And you definitely can't do that in a game where Luka is looking the way that he did. And this is the part that pisses me off the most. I'm staying positive. The Lakers did all of that, and with 4 minutes to go, it was a tie game. I think at one point they even led late-ish in the game. They had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to win this one, despite playing, again, quite frankly, one of the more frustrating games that I have seen. The missed layups, the mental mistakes on defense. Jared Vanderbilt, what do you do? Honestly, what do you do? Jackson Hayes wasn't good again. Rui Hachimura continues to suck in this series offensively. Dorian Finney-Smith, I don't know if he's going to complain about touches after this one too. We'll find out. But despite everything that I talked about, they had opportunities to win this game on the road in a game that Minnesota knew that it kind of sort of needed, right? And just in terms of needing to carry momentum forward, Minnesota needed this one, I think, more than the Lakers needed this one. And while the Lakers played one of the uglier games that I can honestly recall, a team that I consider good playing, they still presented themselves or gave themselves opportunities to win. So if you're looking for a optimistic view of this one, you can say that the fact that the Lakers still somehow found a way to stay attached to the Minnesota Timberwolves, while almost everything that we talked about coming into this one is in terms of swing factors went against them. And Luka Doncic was clearly not himself.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you want to be optimistic, you can say, you know what? You can't imagine so many of these things are going to go against the Lakers again in this same way all over again. I thought the Lakers found some things offensively, especially when they took the ball out of Luka's hands while he was clearly sick. And I think even when he's 100%, I think the Lakers need to move the ball in the ways that we saw them move the ball when they climbed back into the game. Luka sat down. It was a LeBron Austin group that has typically struggled in this series. That group crawled back into the game. I think they went on a 10 or 13-0 run. That group crawled back into the game, and they did so through ball movement, running sets, organized offense, disciplined defense, everything that you need, got out in transition a little bit too. That right there, that's the game plan. And if the Lakers abide that game plan for more than like 5 or 6 minute stretches every so often when they feel like it, I think they're a clearly better team than the Minnesota Timberwolves. The problem is they are so I'm going to be optimistic here in this segment. I'll rip them a new one on the other side of the break. But if the Lakers just abide the game plan, if they just stay disciplined on defense, if they just, like the Lakers, I thought in this one, didn't do a very good job of when they closed out and ran Minnesota's shooters off of the three-point line. They did so in completely out-of-control fashion, and that led to better opportunities after whichever Wolves player attacked that closeout. If they do that a little bit better, they have a better chance in this game too. They did so many things that are completely antithetical to winning this basketball game, and yet they still had a chance to win this basketball game. They had several chances to win this basketball game. And if, again, if you just want to look at this through purple and gold glasses and you want to say, you know what, I think the Lakers can still win this series, that's what you point to. The fact that the Lakers did every fucking thing wrong in this series outside of LeBron being incredible. They did. And Austin, I thought, played really well in this one too. He looked a lot more like Austin. Outside of that, almost everything went against the Lakers and they were still right there. Now, Minnesota pulled away late. I thought the Lakers frankly quit on this game late. And that's probably not great either, but still, if you want to just look at this, if you just want to be like just straight homer, if you just want to just curl up in that hopium blanket as you tuck yourself into bed tonight, that's the way you do it. The fact that everything outside of LeBron and Austin went against the Lakers tonight, and they were still right there. If you don't want me, or if you don't want to listen to me rip the Lakers, and you don't want to hear me fly off the handle about this team, enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you Sunday. However, Rui, 7 attempts in this game. 7. Dorian Finney-Smith, 6 attempts in this game. Gabe Vincent, 3 attempts in this game. Gabe only played 16 minutes, which I find really interesting. Goodwin played 12 minutes. He shot the ball 3 times in this game. In a game where Luka wasn't getting up the shots that he would normally get up because he was getting ready to throw up, nobody else was like, all right, I'm going to play with some pride. I'm going to step up here. No role player was like, all right, nobody. Because I don't count Austin as a role player. I think he's in that in-between star role player area. I've considered him part of the big three. So I'm not going to count him here. So Luka, LeBron, Austin, and Luka was sick. LeBron was incredible. Austin bounced back. Everybody else, man, what are you doing out there? Jared Vanderbilt grabs a rebound and just loses the ball. And then he like whines about it to Dorian Finney-Smith, who's like, I don't know what you just did. And they give up an and one there. Jared Vanderbilt committed 5 fouls. All of them were reckless. All of them. There wasn't a single foul. No, take that back. He had one foul on Rudy where the Lakers gave up a clear drive and dish situation. Rudy goes up for a lob. Vando fouls Rudy. I'm fine with that foul. There's a point to that foul. But everything else that Vando was doing out there was completely out of control. And meanwhile, he's the worst offensive player I've ever watched. So if you're the worst offensive player I've ever seen, and then on top of it, you're hurting your team defensively, then Vando, what the hell are you out there for? I tweeted out a picture of Jared Vanderbilt in a Wolves uniform tonight, hoping that like people are like, oh man, come on, that's a little too far. No. Everybody's like, yeah. Yeah, basically, that's what we've watched. Jared Vanderbilt played for the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. It was a brutal game.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Wolves bench chanting, he with us. The whole game with Jared Vanderbilt. It's been like that the whole... And I've been saying, oh, maybe you got to put him in better situations. Maybe you got to get him lined up against Anthony Edwards. Maybe you got to do this. Maybe you got to do that. I don't think it matters. I don't think he's a NBA player who should make anything more than the minimum. Unfortunately, he makes $13 million, not just next season, but the one after that one. Good job, Rob. And then Rui, at what point are you going to like step up and actually play with some force offensively? At what point are you going to like stop sitting there and wishing that you could maybe get 5 extra seconds on your possession every time you touch the ball and actually fucking attack? Actually get ready. Like before you catch the ball, have your hands ready, have your feet set so you don't have to take that hop every time you take a shot that lets those great Minnesota defenders back into the play. At what point are you going to adjust? We saw Austin adjust in this one, as I predicted he would in the lowdown game or in the lowdown yesterday. I said Austin's going to study film and he's going to try to prep himself for needing to get the ball in and out of his hands on shots quicker. Guess what exactly we saw from Austin tonight? 5 of 11 from 3-point range tonight for Austin. I thought the Lakers also did a better job moving the ball, getting him the ball with a little bit more space. I thought he was fine. Like, I thought that was a, that was Austin back bouncing back. And yeah, like Kickstaff is saying, I don't care about these BPM stats. I hate analytics. I've crossed the Mendoza line. But Kickstaff, Reeves has a minus 33 BPM in the series. AR is awful defensively, commits too many turnovers, can't drive past decent defenders, not even 38-year-old Conley. Austin either hits threes or he stinks. Okay. Fine. Disagree. But all right, the Conley thing. Here's the funny thing about the Wolves, and kudos to them. But the Wolves do this thing where they foul on every possession, and then anytime the referee calls it, they go, "What? Whatever could you be possibly talking about, sir?" And that possession that, like, I'm sure you're thinking of, Kickstaff, where Austin had Conley with 5 seconds to go on the wing, and he couldn't get by him. Conley literally knocked down Austin Reeves' headband. How do you think that happens, ref? But anyway, to that point, the Lakers were doing this thing early in the game, and this is what has driven me insane watching them this series, where there's a cliche that coaches use when you're growing up playing basketball, which is let the sideline be another defender. Use the sideline as a third defender in a trap. Push the offensive player beyond a sideline, and it's basically like having another defender there. And what the Lakers have basically allowed the Wolves to do, because it takes them so effing long to get into anything, or it did early in this game, later, or as the game went on, they started playing with a little bit more force. They got into their stuff early. But the Lakers basically turned the shot clock into another defender. And I think it was Richard Jefferson literally said, either that or him or Doris Burke. But they basically said, like, yeah, Mike Conley can play. He just basically, all right, he's ISO'd on Austin for 5 seconds there. He knows, all right, I have 5 seconds of defense in me. And at the end of that 5 seconds, Austin has to shoot it no matter what. And I thought he fouled the shit out of him on a couple of those drives. But at the end of the day, like, if you're the Lakers and you keep on giving the Wolves these opportunities to play defense so late into the shot clock, you make an already really good defensive team even better. And that was like, I don't know. I'm now ranting. I don't want this segment to be too long. I got to talk about Luka and the Lakers' approach here with Luka. So JJ Redick says after the game, Doncic hasn't been feeling well for the last 24 hours. He said Doncic was vomiting all afternoon and his sleep was impacted Thursday night heading into game 3 Friday. That's from Dave McMenamin. Here's my thing with that. You know, this guy has been feeling like shit all day. You know, this guy has been puking in the lead up and the run up to the game. You know, this guy didn't have rest. And you're willing to talk about that after the game. Okay. That's context that is worth taking into account. However, if you know all of that, why are you starting the game with Luka Ball? The game turned when it was LeBron Austin stuff. And the Lakers looked their best when it was LeBron Austin stuff. And then Luka would come back into the game, and it's because the Lakers don't know what to do with him when he doesn't have the ball. It turned back into Luka Ball, and guess what? He feels like shit, and he couldn't do anything. He hit a couple big shots. He hit the kinds of shots. Remember, there was a Vine, or not a Vine, but a TikTok that we made here, and a YouTube short that we made here. That was kind of laughing at the game where I think Luka went 1 of 9 from 3-point range. And the 1 3 that he made was a like 1-footed three falling into the stands. Those are the kinds of shots that Luka is so incredible at because he's so physically talented that when he just kind of forgets everything else, he puts on the most brilliant stroke on the ball, no matter what. Like, he's just that great of a shooter. And tonight, the shots that he made, especially from 3-point range, were these shots where it was like, all right, I have no choice but to shoot this thing. And I have no choice but to make this shot. And in those opportunities, he made those shots. Luka went 2 of 8 from 3-point range. Look at the 2 threes that he made in this one. Both of them were spectacular. That said, if you know this guy is sick and you have two other creators like Austin and LeBron on your team, what are you doing letting Luka dribble the ball for 17 seconds for some of these possessions early in the game? He couldn't turn the corner. Again, I don't think I saw him sweat in this game. I went out tonight to that concert I told you guys about because Avery got the principal's award. I went out tonight and we're sitting outside and I was just sitting there in this humidity. I sweated more in that situation than Luka did tonight. And I don't even know if that's even necessarily a knock. I do think part of me, and I probably shouldn't feel this way. It's a cynical position to take. It's an old school sports fan position to take. But if you're out there, you're out there. And if you can't play, you can't play. And I thought tonight, I didn't like what I saw. He tried to give it a go. He played 40 minutes somehow still. And part of the problem is that the Lakers just don't have any other options. If you remove Luka's 40 minutes from the rotation, do you want more Jackson Hayes? Rui already played 38 minutes. Dorian Finney-Smith played 29 minutes. You want more Jared Vanderbilt? You want Shake Milton out there? I guess Gabe could have played more. But yeah, I like the Lakers just don't have the depth to be able to be like, all right, man, Luka, you don't have it. Come on over here. And they had him give it a go. All right, if you're going to do that, fine. Have him out there. He's going to demand the defense's attention on the weak side of the play. He can maybe set some screens, and he can play decoy, and he'll be more effective as a decoy than like Dorian will be as a shooter. And so I understood not benching him. What I don't understand is LeBron clearly has it going. Ball goes right back to Luka late in the game. Like they couldn't figure out on the biggest possession of the game. You put the ball back in Luka's hands again, and the net result is a LeBron 3 off the side of the backboard because he now has to again be relegated to a catch and shoot 3-point shooter. In a game that he was on his way to having one of those incredible LeBron games. He had one of those incredible LeBron games, 38 points, 10 boards, 4 assists, couple steals, couple blocks. Like he did everything that you needed him to do. He got you there. And then for you to take the ball out of LeBron James's hands to give it to Luka, who might right now be throwing up. It just doesn't make any sense. Where's the coaching discipline there? Where's the understanding of the moment from your coaching staff? It's gone. It's an inheritance to Luka Ball in a game that did not call for Luka Ball. And frankly, a series that doesn't call for Luka Ball. The Lakers looked so much more dynamic when the ball was out of his hands tonight. And I'm saying compared to the rest of the series, not just counting when Luka looked bad tonight. But the Lakers look so much more dynamic, penetrating, kicking out, swing passes, all that stuff. They look so much more dynamic against Minnesota there than they ever have with the stupid matchup hunting offense that they're just apparently dogmatically committed to. But yeah, if people get sick, it happens. Don't put the ball in his hands late in the game in a potential season-deciding possession. It's just stupid.
Bye, everyone.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.